Next month, many young people will head off to college. Sounds fun, but of course, college isn't free for most folks, and many people end up taking on significant debt. A new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York analyzes the implications of expanding student debt. Student debt has more than doubled over just the past decade to $1.3 trillion. As pointed out by writer Josh Mitchell, many borrowers are defaulting on their student loans, hurting their credit and their ability to purchase homes in the process. The report indicates that more than 1 in 10 borrowers are at least 90 days behind on their student debt. Only about 5% of student loan borrowers owe more than $100,000. But these borrowers account for almost a third of all outstanding student debt. On average, borrowers leave school owing about $34,000, up about 70% from a decade ago. The report notes that homeownership rates are far higher for those who graduate from college than for those who never earned a degree. However, it also indicates that those with significant student debt are much less likely to own a home at any given age than those who completed their education with little or no student debt. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.